Miss Virginia, been so long. Last I saw you were covered with corn. By the 4th of July, it was up to our knees. And on the day
there you go.
I left, it was tall.
Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago on Wacker. And that was Will Mackie Jenkins. He is a singer-songwriter. He's about to embark on his two versions of Your Summer Tour, which includes a stop at the Elbow Room here in Chicago next Friday, a week from tonight, on the 10th. And we're going to debut one of his a brand-new song by him called Heaven, and he's going to play a song for us live in studio. And he was on the show a couple of years ago, and we welcome Will back to the show. Welcome back, man.
Hi, Nick. It's so nice to see you.
I miss you a lot.
It's
good to see you, too, man. It's good to see you, too.
You look really great.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
A little bit different too. Every time I see you. Maybe I pop in every year or so.
About a year and a half. No, I got my hair's getting long, and I got a beard going. So
it's great. Yeah. It's a good look.
So, thank you very much. You look fantastic, too.
Thank you.
Sporting a Whitney Houston t-shirt.
That's correct.
Which is outstanding.
I figured you'd like it.
Let's start off with, because the last time you were here, we talked about, being from the Appalachian area.
What a memory on this man.
And Virginia and everything. And it's a really terrific story. So tell everybody where you're originally from and then how that led you to music.
So I'm from a small town in Virginia, right outside of the Appalachian Mountains, like the foothills, where there's this... That's where, like, bluegrass music was invented, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's not really the music that I play, but it's, like, subtly influences what I do. But it was, like, a really beautiful place to grow up. It was really quiet and, like, bucolic, just lots of countryside.
Yeah.
And all the music around there was, like, people, like, picking banjos and playing guitars. Like, I used to hang out at this music store and work there called Drum & Strum in Warrenton, the town I'm from. And great musicians coming through all the time, people playing stuff that I could never hope to play. So I took some of that and did what I could with it, and mm-hmm. that's where I developed like my own kind of voice.
Well, when did you first start playing?
I was 14.
You were 14 when you started playing?
I took piano lessons when I was much younger mm-hmm. at the behest of my parents, which is like a really great move, because that's where I figured out like, oh, I have an ability for this. Mm-hmm. And then at age 14, I started playing guitar, and it was like probably one of the best days of my life. I'd wanted to do that for so long. And I was talking to a friend of mine earlier tonight about how there are moments when you're younger, like as young, 8 years old, and you stay up past your bedtime listening to music, and you think like, oh, this is when I knew what I would be doing, mm-hmm. and I'm doing this now. And so like, it's just so important to like pay attention to like what your instinct is telling you to do mm-hmm. with that. And like, I just paid a lot of attention to music growing up, and then eventually... It's like the thing that I'm doing now.
Now, you said that there's a lot of like guitar picking, banjo, stuff like that, and the bluegrass was invented there. Mm-hmm. You said you'd stay up late listening to music. What kind of radio stations did they have?
Well, I would listen to CDs.
CDs, yeah.
But I'm sure if like WGN 720 AM was around, I'd be listening to that.
I see. Very good. Well, what were the CDs that you were listening to?
So the earliest example I can think of is like, I had a Bob Marley and the Wailers Legend CD that I would listen to.
Which is required by every college student to own.
Of course. Of course.
And a poster. You have to have a poster up in your
dorm.
You have
to have the poster, Grateful Dead poster, maybe a tapestry or two.
Yeah.
I would listen to this, like I'd go to bed and then put on the headphones and stay up past my bedtime, listen through the album twice, and then put it away and go to bed. Like I wasn't like a go to sleep listening to music kind of person. I was like, I have to study this. Even at like 8 years old, it's like... I was a weird kid.
How did you find Bob Marley?
I went on a vacation with a friend of mine, and they were listening to the music, and I was like, "What is this?" It was the earliest example I can remember of like paying attention to music, where I'm like, "Oh, this is like a beautiful thing people can do." And there's a mental development level at a certain age where you do hit that, I think, or maybe some people never hit it, or maybe some people hit it earlier or whatever. But there was like a specific time in my life where I knew that like this is the best part of life.
Yeah. And so the music store. Okay, tell me a little bit about that place. Did you go there before you started working there? Was it
It was like the place that every small town has a place where the college high school students in band get their like saxophones or clarinets or whatever.
right.
And that was the place where I think my brother rented a saxophone from there for a while, and it was kind of an institution in the town. Mm-hmm. And I started hanging out with there. And then the owner eventually, as I got older, he became a friend of mine because I like interned there when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I started like teaching lessons there in college. And it was recently voted one of the 100 best music stores in the world by some poll.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really
They're
cool.
They're really good people. Like, it's Tim Dingus is his name, mm-hmm. the owner of the store. Great guy. He's treated me really well and like helped to foster me as a musician.
How big a town is it?
Now it's probably like 9,500.
Man, wow.
When I was younger, it was probably like 6.
So for a music store that's in a town of like 9,000 to be considered one of the best music stores in the world, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I mean, they carry some of like the best guitars that I've ever played in my life. Like a lot of guitars that I own now, even though I live, 700 miles away, I still like go back there to buy guitars from this dude and get my guitars worked on because he's like an expert luthier.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a person who builds and maintains guitars, of
right.
course. And just, he's a friend.
Is he a local guy?
Yeah, he's a local guy. Like, he's just a man about town.
Good and he, so how long has this place, I'm sure you know the history of it. How long has it been open?
It was open in 1990.
Okay. And it was his idea to open the music store?
It was his mother's and his father's,
mm-hmm.
who, Gloria, she passed a few years ago. Wonderful woman. She and Tim kind of like ran the whole thing for like a long time. And it's just like a great example of like community within small town and cities. We see community all over the place all the time. But I think maybe small towns get thought of more pejoratively.
Yeah.
But it's a great example of something like holds the whole town together. Like this is where all the kids go to get their instruments.
Yeah. Everybody knows
that's
the place.
Something you have to do. Like when you're a parent of a kids in a small town, like everybody at some point is going to probably like try to learn an instrument or something
right.
like that.
And that's where you go.
Yeah. And I just kind of like fell into that and I met like lots of great bluegrass musicians and that influenced me so much, especially when I was in college. But I mean, I didn't want to play exactly that. So I don't know if people can hear shades of that in
what you do
in the songs that I write, but yeah. It's certainly there.
Was there besides the was there a like a music scene? Did you play out? Did you play live out there a lot? Or was
that's
it...
the thing. It's like I sometimes feel envious of kids who grew up in like the suburbs of Chicago because they were always exposed to like some alt music scene, like emo or like pop punk, like that kind of stuff. And I never had, maybe like thank God that I didn't have that because like I got to like wait for a little while to develop like taste or like what a live scene is supposed to feel like.
And you were a better musician by that time, right?
Yeah. I mean, by the time that I started, I always played shows from the time I was like maybe 15 or 16 to up until college. Like I would play at like farmers markets and, like coffee shops and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nothing, too intense, pretty like chill vibes where you could just play cover songs.
Yeah. Okay, well, cool. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the tour that you're embarking on. Two Versions of You is the tour, and you're going to be at the Elbow Room on Friday, August 10th, a week from today. Right. Hang on, okay, man? We got a break for the news. Will Mackie Jenkins is with us. WillMackieJenkins.com is the website. We have a link on our Facebook page, and the news is coming up right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here in downtown Chicago. It's Friday morning. That means Fly Jams Friday, straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies and You Big Dummy are all coming up. We got a lot to talk about here this morning, and we'll get to all of that a little bit later on. Our text and call number is 312-981-7200. And get your Fly Jam requests there, too, at 312-981-7200. That music that you just heard was from Will Mackey Jenkins, and he is live in studio with us. He's about to embark on his two versions of You summer tour. That includes a stop at Elbow Room here in Chicago next Friday, the 10th. And, Will, welcome back, man.
Thanks. Yeah, crazy busy trying to book this thing.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about that. You were saying that you were doing some one-off gigs in the Midwest here.
Yeah, so most of the times, like, you know, I have to work. Because, like, it's so hard to just make money off of music and, like, have that beer thing.
Yeah.
So I have to work and I have to, like, plan around things and, like, do a weekender in Indiana, do 2-3 dates, you know, play some, like, college house show, then some venue and make a few bucks and come back home. But I'm more interested in, like, you know, trying to do more music. Mm-hmm. So I'm releasing a new single, which we'll, you know, play and, like, talk about in a little bit. But to support that, I plan out this week-long tour where I'm going to be, you know, in Chicago on the 10th. Before that, it's going to be Madison the 9th, Chicago the 10th, Minneapolis, Sioux City, Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska, and Denver, Colorado.
You are moving. I mean, you're doing a show every night of the week.
Yeah.
In a different state.
Yeah. I'm going to have a couple of 8-hour drives in there. It's going to be hard.
Yeah. Now, are you by yourself on this tour?
Mm-hmm. I'll have, like, a photographer buddy coming along with me heading up to Minneapolis.
But it'll just be you acoustic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way I do most things. Every once in a while, I play with some folks. But, you know, sometimes it's just easier to do it on your own.
So the name of the place that you're playing in Denver is Your Mom's House.
Yeah, it's really funny. That's
have you played there before?
No. I've literally never been to Denver. I've never been to all of these cities before.
I mean, besides Chicago, obviously.
Right.
So you've never been to Madison?
Mm-mm.
Minneapolis, no. Sioux City, no. Omaha, or Denver.
No.
So now you were working on this to book this stuff.
Yeah.
Did you specifically pick these places because you've never been them?
Kind of. You know, I looked at a few cities to, like, where I could. I did know people already. Like, you know, Milwaukee was on the list, and Bloomington, Indiana was on the list. Those kind of places. But it just so happened to work out that, like, everywhere that is booking me and giving me a good deal happens to be places I've never been before.
Mm. Well, that's going to be fun, right? Yeah, you like being on the road, right?
I love being on the road. I love, like, just being itinerant and traveling and being in a new place every night. It's, like, it's exciting. Exciting way to live life.
Now, you said you have a photographer, maybe a buddy going with you.
Yeah.
You guys all driving together?
His name's Chris Brown. He's a great photographer. He's going to ride with me with his girlfriend, and we're going to head up there and maybe, like, shoot some vids,
mm-hmm.
get some Instagram stories on the road.
Yeah.
You know.
Very cool. Now, have you been, how far have you played? How far away have you played from the Midwest?
I did a whole East Coast tour last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see you before then.
No.
I should hit you up.
Where'd you go? Talk about it.
I was in D.C., Baltimore, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, which that's a whole different story. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and New York, New York. The Rehoboth Beach, it was like, it's just one of those boardwalk beachfronts that's like Jersey Shore feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the dude who booked the music stiffed me on paying.
Oh.
And he was supposed to pay me $250, so I drove, like, 8 hours out of my way for nothing. And it was...
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah, it was definitely not cool.
Wow.
Anything but cool.
Well, that's not... But was the rest of the trip okay?
Oh, then? Yeah, it was great. Yeah. New York is... dreams of New York.
Was that your first time playing in New York?
Yeah.
Where did you play?
This place on the Lower East Side called Rockwood Music Hall,
mm-hmm.
which is just a great music venue, and the sound engineer was like, you get the rare sound engineer in, like, a good venue that isn't, like, super bitter,
yeah.
because, like, they want to be playing, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was just, like, he made me sound great, and he was really, like, appreciative of my music, and he's just, like, a really nice person. I wish I remembered his name, but I don't.
Yeah. But you know, you get a good sound guy, that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, of course it does. And I played, like, the venue in Philadelphia where, like, Kurt Vile and, like, War on Drugs cut their teeth. The Fire, it was an awesome place. And, like, I happen to know people in all the cities, so it just ended up being super great.
Yeah.
But now I'm not going to know anybody in most of these cities.
Right. So, it'll be a completely different experience then. Yeah.
I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Couch surfing. Cruising down cornfields.
Well, the last time you were here, you were talking about Cherries in Bloom.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about what you've been doing since then in terms of writing.
Yeah, it's old news. I'm like, it's been, you know, over 2 years since I released that, and I've just been itching to get new music out.
Mm-hmm.
So this new single is, like, the kind of indicative of, like, the whole album that I'm working on, which will be out within, like, the next year.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes time to,
sure.
you know, pieces here and there when you can do it. But it's like this new single is kind of like a prophetic end to like a relationship that I just got out of, where it's like I didn't even know what I was really writing about until
so
I
were in the relationship when you wrote the song.
Yeah.
And then it kind of predicted what
it's like everything that like I knew I felt like in this, but like was in denial of.
You put it all in the song?
Yeah. It's it's like just disgusting how like in denial I was like through this whole time, and like the things I think about, and like when I listen to it now, it's like, oh wow, I see this meaning for myself. And I think artists do this a lot, where like they have this intuition that they don't follow in their normal lives, but then it comes out creatively,
right,
in this like predicted kind of way.
And has your ex heard the song?
Yeah, she didn't like it, but I played it.
Well, you should have known right there.
Yeah, she's probably not going to like it if she hears this.
Yeah, no. So she didn't like it when you played it for her.
No. No, okay. And that was like I was like you don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? But yeah, so I recorded this at Ivy Lab with my buddy Mike Sportiello, engineering and mixing.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. And hey, Zach, what's the name of the guy who mastered it?
Rollin Weary.
Rollin Weary did the mastering. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm super happy about the way it turned out. It's fun.
Yeah. You
know, it's just a lot different than the stuff that I did. It's maximalist more than minimalist.
Okay. Well, we're going to hear it in a little bit. In just a little bit. Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit about your writing process.
So, mostly, I like to stand up and do things.
Mm-hmm.
This, like, I think I told this story on the show one time before, but like, I had a history teacher in eighth grade who told me once that like Ernest Hemingway always wrote standing up. Like he's at his podium,
yeah,
like hunched over with a quill or something like that, even though it was the 50s. So,
right.
So I just like that's always been in the back of my mind. So ever since like I've, you know, tried to write like poems or songs or whatever from college onward, I mostly like stand up and do it. And I have to be like pacing around a lot to get my mind just in the place that it needs to be. And it's just a lot of like digging through stuff, you know, like I edit a lot, I edit really heavily. I'll write out a lyric and then I'll be meticulous about that. But you know, the guitar melodies kind of come quicker.
Mm-hmm.
That's developed more like whether it's like finger picking style or like strumming type style. It's like I've imagined more since Cherries in Bloom thinking about like a bigger picture of like the sonic landscape, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But my writing process is still the same. I'm still like standing up and pacing around like a madman.
Yeah.
Writing rhymes or not rhymes or whatever I need to do.
Whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, you want to grab your guitar?
Yes,
let's hear a song. You can let us know once you grab your guitar. This is Will Mackey Jenkins. And by the way, willmackeyjenkins.com is the website, and he's going to embark on his two versions of You tour, which includes a stop at Elbow Room right here in Chicago on August 10th. Tell us about what song you're going to play for us live in studio here.
So this song is called Great Blue Heron.
Mm-hmm.
It is also eerily similar in a prophetic sort of way of things that you know that you can't express outside of creativity. It is also going to be off the forthcoming album, which has yet to be named.
Okay. All right. Here's Will Mackey Jenkins here on WGN live in the studio.
Flies away, the other stays where he stands beside his mate. The water reflects two versions of you. Will you be great or will you be blue? I just can't believe all the secrets that you keep from me. Locked in your chest, your brittle breast, a quarter of a century. What I wanna say is I sure love you anyway. Oh, son of a bitch, would you stack your chips against your family? great blue heron finds a way. Get out of trouble or close your wings and stay. Give me a reason, you beautiful bird. Love and hope are my favorite four letter words. I just can't believe all the secrets that you keep from me. Locked in your chest, your brittle breast, a quarter of a century. What I wanna say is I sure love you anyway. Oh, son of a bitch, how the honey drips when you face your family.
It's beautiful, man.
Thank you.
That's really, really beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's been a while. I forgot how good you are, man.
You too. You're a good radio host.
Well, thanks, man.
There's a bunch of goodness happening in one room.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. That's really cool, man. That's a beautiful song, man.
Thanks.
Really beautiful. That's Will Mackie Jenkins, and you can check him out at the Elbow Room a week from tonight, Friday, August 10th. And the brand new song Heaven is going to debut a little bit later on in the show. We have willmackiejenkins.com is the website. And if you're up in Madison, Wisconsin, you can see him on August 9th, and then in Minneapolis on the 11th, Sioux City on the 12th, Omaha on the 13th, and at your mom's house,
your mom,
Denver, Colorado on August 14th. So that's a lot of miles to be traveling in a short period of time, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot, but I'm so ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't hit the road real hard in like a year or so.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you like the recording process too? You talked about you love going on tour, you love driving around, you love playing out live, but you like the studio process as well.
Man, I love the studio process. Like ever since I was a teenager, I would just like sit in my basement and record songs with an old Tascam digital recorder that my parents bought me when I was, I don't know, like 15 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like sit down there for hours and just love it. Feels more like painting or something like that, whereas like the performance is like it's a whole different thing. And so being in the studio and getting to learn about how like frequencies work and like sound waves and physics, in addition to like just what's a good tone, let's like dive in and find what we want to find, it feels so good to do.
When you're recording a song that you have written and is complete in your mind,
mm-hmm.
and you're ready to record it, does it change after the recording?
Almost never.
It's pretty much what you wanted from the get-go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll work out stuff on my own by recording demos just in my own space with my own recorder, same recorder that my parents bought me when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Something... Still use that.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
It's good enough for what I need to do. I'll actually be releasing a tape through a local Chicago label, like a cassette tape.
Cool.
Which is like hipster royalty stuff.
Yeah,
now.
It is, man.
So I'm going to be putting that out with a couple of demos that may or may not be on the new album, but it's like just rare stuff. I'm just going to make like, you know, 20 or 30 copies of it, mm-hmm. and sell it on tour. And so some people, if they like it, they'll have like a very difficult to access piece of music.
You should get next step. You should just go right to Kasingle. Do you remember Kasingles?
No, please tell me what
that is. Kasingles were, you know what 45s are, right?
Sure,
okay,
yeah.
It's a Kasingle. It's a cassette with one song on it.
Oh, I almost did that.
Did you? That's a Kasingle, man.
I thought I invented it.
No, of course not. No, it was popular for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, probably like release like a phonograph record next.
Yeah.
Just to be obstinate.
Exactly. All right. Will Mackie Jenkins is with us. He is a singer-songwriter. Really, really talented guy. Check him out at Elbow Room next Friday, August 10th, as part of the two versions of U Tour, where he's playing a different state every single night for a week.
The name of that tour, by the way, is like from a line in the song that I just sang.
Yeah, I caught that.
Yeah. Some people don't catch, I guess.
I caught that. All right, Will, hang on, okay, man?
I got you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, talk more with Will, and we are going to debut his brand-new song, Heaven. And we'll talk about the inspiration for that one as well. All right, we'll take a break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and that music is from Will Mackey Jenkins, who is about to embark on his two versions of You summer tour. Busy, busy, busy week for the guy.
Yes, sir.
And one of the stops is going to be at the Elbow Room right here in Chicago, and that's Friday, August 10th. What are some of your favorite places to play here in town?
I've always loved the Elbow Room.
Yeah.
Upstairs and downstairs. I'm pretty sure this is going to be an upstairs, like, acoustic lounge show, because I'm just playing with two other singer-songwriters.
Yeah.
One local and then one from Seattle. So, like, low-key stuff goes upstairs.
Right.
And every now and then I'll get put downstairs and play with some, like, louder acts, which can be... it's always great, like, because the sound people there are always really good, but it's like I'll almost always be the quietest act,
right.
So sometimes it can be get difficult to, like, people to, like, especially if I play after a louder act, it can be more difficult to get somebody to, like, tune into what you're doing. But that's great. The Store is one of the first, like, places I played. Lily's is probably the
I think
first
the Store was we were plugging your gig at the Store the last time you were here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I play. I try to play there every, like, couple of months. Brad, the sound guy there, is a really good dude. I love that place. It's just, like, low key. They pay you well, and, like, everybody's super nice there. It's open until 4 a.m. It's, like, kind of a neighborhood staple for people up there.
Yeah.
There's, like, numerous house places to play. My buddy Danny runs a little house show thing called JJ's Diner. That's, like, he just, like, hosts people from so many people. Just, like, the music community is great in Chicago. I was talking to my buddy Zach about this earlier, but the music community is great in Chicago because you can just, like, host anybody from anywhere at any time, and you meet so many people.
Right.
And we're, like, all in this together.
Right.
And, like, don't try to step on my head to get out of the difficulty of what we're all going through.
Right.
So we just, like, host each other and, like, support each other and stuff.
That's what I get. I've had a lot of musicians in this, you know, not in this studio, because we just moved here.
You just moved,
But I've had a lot of musicians on the show, and everyone talks about how, you know, the camaraderie and the support in Chicago music scene is pretty extraordinary.
It's like, there's always going to be people trying to step on each other's heads
to
increase, but, like, it's different than other, like, I played in Nashville, I played in New York, I played in Philadelphia, all those places. But Chicago's, like, we all have kind of, like, a community mindset in a special way.
All right, tell me about Heaven, because we're about to play it.
Right. So this is a song I've been working on for several months now. It is eerily, it's about my own life in a way that I didn't realize until after I finished writing it. And it's, like, probably the biggest production of a song that I've had so far, and it's the lead single off my new album, and I'm supporting it with this tour.
Okay, here we go. This is called Heaven by Will Mackey Jenkins.
Sick as a dog, you wake up every morning in the fog, feeling so sorry for yourself. Maybe more medicine will have things you can't change. The history of illness and family pain.
Dude, that's great.
Thank you.
And it's different than what you normally do. It's
right.
It's a departure for you. The production is great. The vocals are great. It's beautiful.
Thanks.
It's
beautiful. It's, a lot went into the production of it, you know, like I knew when I released my last album, I was like, yeah, this is minimalist. Let's try something, like, let's challenge it. Like, if you're not constantly progressing with, like, the way that you sound, you're not growing as an artist.
Yeah.
Then, like, what's the point in doing it? So I was like, well, this is what this has to be. And I knew it for a long time. It just took time.
Well,
to make.
The result is great. Thank and you. Your ex is crazy. It's good. dude, it's good to see you, man.
Thank you.
Have a great tour. And I know you're going to be busy. But everybody stop off at the Elbow Room on Friday, August 10th to see Will Mackie Jenkins. WillMackieJenkins.com is the website. And we have a link on our Facebook page. Thanks, man.
So great to see you, Nick.
It's good to see you, too. All right, we're going to take a break here for the news, which is in 8 seconds.